Well, good morning, everyone. Let's grab a seat before they fill up. And I'd like to take a moment and open in prayer. So, Father, we just thank you again for your day. Lord, we're here to celebrate, to praise, and to worship you, the creator of all. We love you, Lord, and we invite your precious Holy Spirit in here to just minister and to have his way with us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
And now remain standing, if everyone could stand for our opening scripture.
It's from Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. The New Living Translation, this one is. Therefore go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. It's hard to say it when you know it in a different translation and then you're doing this, but I was looking over it, so I got stuck. Thank you, Lord.
We believe you're all. we believe you're all to us. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord.
I just wanted to remind you that this is Mission Sunday. I sent out an email just reminding you that we're going to have a special offering for missions. So in other words, if you do want to, with your tithes check or your offerings and stuff, if you want to just have one check, that's fine. Just please mark somewhere, either on the memo part of your check or on the envelope, the offering envelope, that you want what you want, how much or whatever, you know, to go to missions. So, but remember, missions offerings is always above and beyond the Lord's tithes. So it's what you feel, if you feel, the Lord is leading you to do. And it is only in obedience to him. We never want to pressure anybody to do anything other than what God's leading them to. So I just wanted to remind you, what a special time this is, huh? To do the Lord's offering. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this time. This is your tithes time and our offerings time. It's all because of you, Lord God. This is unto you, Lord God. Everything that we give is unto you. It is praise and worship and honor to you, Lord God. And we thank you and praise you for your love for us. And we lovingly come to you in obedience to you, Lord God, with cheerful hearts, giving back unto you, Lord God. For all increase is yours, and all you ask is 10% of the increase to be given back to you. This is yours. But Lord, I thank you that you encourage us to be cheerful givers with generous hearts. And that isn't always just money too, but right now we are taking the money part of the offerings, Lord. And that encourages and helps with Pathway of Hope being a light here in this community and beyond for missions. Because even 10% of the non-designated tithes and offerings goes to help Four Squares International Church of the Four Square Gospel, but also then that, in turn, part of that even goes to help missionaries around the world. So we thank you and praise you, Lord God, for you know that our desire is to be a light and a help here in the community for you, your truth. Lord, so we thank you and praise you. May you pour your blessings upon every part of your tithes and our offerings, Lord. And I thank you and praise you. May we also, each of us, increase with the amount that you give us so that we can increase. Like we've heard of some examples of people living on 10% but giving your tithes and offerings with the other 90%. So Lord, I thank you and praise you, Lord God. May Pathway of Hope be so blessed that way too. But thank you for pouring your blessings upon these offerings in all ways, your tithes and our offerings in all ways. Thank you, Lord, for this is yours. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom.
Praise God for that. Do you love the Lord's Prayer? There's such power in the Lord's Prayer. And I was just being, just this week, just overwhelmed by it again. And I just said, Lord, it is just so incredible. There's so much in it. Every part of our lives is incorporated by the Lord's Prayer and should be continuously. And why did Jesus teach us to do that? Because he knew what all it really encompassed. And often when you pray to the Lord, you'll see that you're praying part of what is in the Lord's Prayer. So it's like, thank you, Lord, for the Lord's Prayer. Jonathan, as we, you know, pray, you know, the Lord's Prayer, and we had this special time of the Lord's tithes and offerings, what an awesome time to also include our announcement time, because this is a time that we share about how we are trying to be that light in the community or support others that are being that light in the community. This is what Pathway of Hope is about. And I just really appreciate, Jonathan, when you share about the announcements for us, and I thank you for doing this. But this is a special Sunday because we have some people that are just, we're just going to make it official that they're new members. And we appreciate each and every one that are new members. They filled out one of these cards. We gave them out, and the Foursquare Gospel Church membership application, and then it goes over the creedal statement and general rules of conduct and general statement of belief, and so they have been members for a while. They filled this out, but we just wanted to make it official because we printed some beautiful little membership certificates, and I want to show you what they look like because they're really pretty. Debbie did this for us. But they're very, very nice. So I would appreciate it, Dean and Kay, if you would come up. You were the two that were the first ones. And I found this little slide. Do you see that slide, Debbie? Okay. And I found this slide, then I go, oh, it is so perfect, because it's like, welcome, you're part of God's family, but yet you're part of our family. We are all part of God's family and the world. We are part of the world of God's, the body of Christ, the church. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you and welcome and being obedient to God. We love you guys. Just like official, you know, official little document for you, but you've been members for quite some time, so thank you. So thank you for being patient as we're learning all these ropes on things to do. Yeah, isn't it pretty? It's a pretty document, and so you can, you know, I was going to put them in frames, and then we thought, Paul and I, we were looking, and he goes, you know what, some people don't like to have it out, some people like to, and I go, okay, all right, at least it's a pretty document. They can, if they want to frame it, they can frame it. If not, they can file it, but it is a pretty document. So now the recent member that's been a member for a while is Margaret, where we are going to be having our Bible studies at. Yay! So this, I hope you don't mind that I kept it in the envelope. So that, thank you. Oh, we love you. Once again, but all of them have just been obedient to the leading of the Lord and how we have met, and the Lord was the one that brought them to Pathway of Hope. And so we are just so excited. We especially, you know, are just thrilled that they are also so active and helping in our church body. And that's what the body of Christ is about. So we truly thank you for your love for the Lord and what you're doing. That helps us to be that outreach, which today we're going to focus on Missions Sunday. So I've asked Pastor Janet to do a big thing. Okay, thank you. Of Mission Sunday, and then Debbie, because we're going to be talking about Operation Christian Style. But Pastor Janet's going to do some introducing, but guess what I forgot to do, which I love to do.
I thought that one was kind of neat because it was a actual Foursquare church, so that's what caught my eye for that. When Pastor Janet asked me, was it last Saturday at the women's breakfast, if I would do, you know, little little thing for this. It kind of worked out perfect because Thursday night was the kickoff. So we had a meeting at one of the other churches for Operation Christmas Child. So they were talking about the goals for the year, and just they had a couple speakers from Panama that had gone actually and distributed, you know, shoe boxes. They had pictures and things like that. But one of their goals for this year for Arizona itself is 84,150 boxes that they're aiming to send out just from Arizona. From southern Arizona, about 12,500 that they projecting, hopefully, at least hoping for. But they said that for this year, they're asking everybody to do 10% more than what they did last year. So I was looking back, and we had 40 boxes last year. So that would mean we would only have to do 44 boxes this year, you know, for that projected 10%. So, which really isn't a hard thing. We were kind of surprised at what we had last year. So, which was a blessing. I mean, it was a lot of fun. It was just great to send out. And Pastor Karen and I actually went to the Push Ridge Church and saw them loading them up, you know, in the big crate boxes. And the guy that was speaking, he goes, you can either own one little shoebox. Well, he didn't say little, one shoebox. He said, or you can own one of these boxes. So one of those boxes holds 15 boxes. So, you know, so as a church, we can own three of those huge boxes, you know, with our projected 44 boxes. And the other kind of twist to the whole goal thing was, she goes, or you can just aim for a God-sized goal. So don't put, you know, a percentage on, you know, stopping at your 44 boxes. You know, your God-sized goal is whatever God puts on your heart to bring. They had mentioned that in Panama they had taken these pictures, and there was a picture of a huge, like an overhang, you know, where they would hold their services and where the kids would get their boxes. And actually, it was like kind of a half picture. And on this side, there were all the kids, you know, there were kids in there just packed full, opening their boxes. But on the outside of the building was another crowd of children that didn't get in, so they didn't receive boxes. So I don't know how they determine, you know, maybe it is a first come, first serve, but so they're always in need of more because you can't really project how many kids are going to show up, you know, at a certain time. So that was kind of a sad, you know, a sad picture to see, because I was always under the assumption they knew kind of how many kids were going to be there and all the kids got boxes, but it's not always the case for them. So the next clip that Pastor Karen's going to show is actually a story of a woman that now is a teacher in a Christian school in America, but I forget what country she's from, but she actually received a box when she was younger from Operation Christmas Child.
How exciting is that? Wow. And there has been another one that's been established in Mexico. I have not heard that it actually reached Mexico, but I know that it was on the way. And then they are praying for the next countries where they could send one also. What was interesting is I believe one of the publishing companies, it could have been Gospel Light, because we partner with them a lot for materials and whatnot. And when they saw this and heard about what we were doing, they said, the head of Gospel Light said to Foursquare Missions Press, you are ahead of your time. This is where things are going, is to have mobile printing presses. They're finding it's the copyright thing and all those different things are just, he said, you're ahead of your time. So he was very, very thrilled with that. Now I want to talk about the GO teams. Missions, GO teams. Foursquare Missions has a segment that sends out anyone for missions. It's not just the missionary. So what I'm talking about are not missionaries. They are opportunities for anyone to go, and that's why they call them go teams. So go teams are actually mission trips that are open for individuals of a church and that they can join in. You only need to sign up, pay up, and then show up. They will lead you with training, and then they're going to release you into the mission fields. Some teams are led by employees of Foursquare Missions International. Some are led by pastors of the local Foursquare churches that either have a connection with those places that they're going to or have actually been there and been trained, and now they're going to go back and do it again. Some of the places that they went this year, I wanted to let you know, was to Haiti, two trips to Mexico, Jamaica, Africa, Costa Rica, the Cheyenne River Indian Reservation in South Dakota, and Nicaragua. So that was just some of the trips that they went to. In Mexico, it was a medical outreach. They did VBS, both in English and Spanish. They did youth events. They even had a surf camp. And they did construction on a Bible school there. In Haiti, I believe that's the one that Arnie and Bianne's granddaughter Hannah went on. It was medical. They went there for the medical. But there was also non-medical teams as well and did some of the same things that I just mentioned. In Jamaica, this was their sixth year partnering with the Foursquare Church that's in Jamaica, and they were helping to develop family camping grounds and programs. They were teams that leave out of Florida. Obviously, that would be a little better than coming over here. But what it would be is that you would make your way over to the designated place and then go from there. It's not that you meet them in Jamaica. Now, the Cheyenne River Indian Reservation, I was really intrigued on this one because, that's a different group of people, isn't it? And what they did there was they went to the impoverished people of the region, and they hosted Bible clubs in different locations on the reservation. The kids played games and made crafts, and there was a free meal served for the families. So that's how they got them. In Costa Rica, it was VBS with ministry directed to youth, but then they also had adults, and they worked on projects. So they went over for more of a construction. Instead of it being a medical, it was more construction. In Nicaragua, they worked with the Foursquare Church in Nicaragua, and they were handing out Bibles there. They did children's ministries. They did construction. They did medical. So that one was a little bit of everything. And so if you know someone that's wanting to go and they're in the construction field, it doesn't have to be a professional. It could just be someone that knows how to swing a hammer. The main thing is they will train you, so you don't have to worry about that. So if you do know about that, don't think, well, how can I ever go on the mission field? So some of the places that they're going next year is Africa, Ireland, Urban, Chicago. Yeah. I know. Hawaii is not on there. No. So, but let me tell you a few. The African outreach is going to be a month long, June and July. And it's going to be directed to growing some rural churches. They're going to visit sites where there are fresh water wells that have recently been drilled there. They're going to show the Jesus film. And they are going to do more of the creative arts. And they're going to minister to 13 villages, and they estimate that's over 7,000 people. They have done vacation Bible schools there before, so of course they're going to do that again. And that is near a four-square church that's already been established is where they're going to do that. And then they're also going to have first aid clinics and hygiene clinics to help prevent the deadly diseases that are over there. Now in Ireland, they are going to support the missionaries that are already over there. So they're going to help them in their projects that they're doing. Okay, Chicago, urban outreach. That's in July. It looks like it's about 21 days. And they're going to train, equip, activate, and mobilize the next generation in spirit-filled kingdom ministries while identifying gifts and passions that lie with each young person. So that's going to be more of a mentoring one. Rather than a medical or a construction one. So, and again, you can go on the website if you're interested in any of these or if you know someone that would be interested in those. Now, requests come every week from different parts of the globe saying, can you send, can you organize a team, can you send? Now, there are some opportunities that are in the works, but they need prayer even to get to that point. One I wanted to mention because I did not realize this, but in Japan, there is an open door right now for evangelism, not only to the Japanese population, but there's a very large Spanish population in Japan. I did not know that. And so there is an open door to outreach to them. Yeah. Let's see. Bolivia is requesting teams to come alongside the existing teams in building two new churches there. Teams in Colombia, Guatemala, Ecuador are being formed. Those are going to be more to evangelize in schools and universities as well as street evangelism. Now the Kenya pastors and the nationals are asking for business and leadership training. One of the reasons is because many of them are bivocational and they want to know, how can I do both? Is there something else I need to be trained in to know to be able to do that, to be bivocational? So those are just requests that are needing prayer because they are not at even the starting point of getting a team over. Speaking of prayers, now you'll notice over here we usually have this yellow trifold, and that is the prayer guide for the month. We do have new ones over there for October. And then this one is the Foursquare Chaplain's prayer guide. And they give it, for instance, pray this on Monday, pray this on Tuesday. This is actually, dated for the month. But what I'd like to do is for today, today is the 29th. I'd like to just go ahead and pray and everyone agree in prayer for what we're needing to pray for. Lord Jesus, we just lift up the Middle East, North Africa, Central Asia. We ask you for your refreshment, for your renewed vision and traveling protection on all of the ministering couples that are going there. We ask, Lord Jesus, specifically for Daniel and Martine Lucia, Gary and Brenda Keene, Ron and Charlotte Myers, John and Diana Schober. We ask you to be with them, to bless them. They will be going on a 3-month furlough, going home, and we ask for refreshment as they go and protection, Lord Jesus. In your mighty name, amen. There, you'll also see that we give you an update, and there for you to take and to pray over and to see what's going on. That told about the missions press, and there's also the mobile, and it's also a picture right here too. This I thought was really exciting. We're going to have some new partnerships with Foursquare, and that have already started, but because they're new, you know, when something's new and you become a partner with something, there's some bugs to work out sometimes. And these are different printers, but they're well-established printers. And so, I mean, that's an honor, I think, for the Foursquare Missions Press to be partnering with them. But that's a prayer also that you know, let's utilize and make use. And Lord, you have us together for a reason. So Bethany Press is one of the largest Christian for-profit printers in America, and they are partnering with us to be one of the first nonprofit ministries to use their solar-powered portable print shops. So that's where that. Gospel Light, this is what I was referring to, has had a historical relationship with the Foursquare Church. The relationship is being rekindled, and they will now be helping promote the children's gospel boxes. So after we do the Operation Christmas Child, I'm going to talk more about the children's gospel box. Global Outreach Day is a ministry that's based in Germany that mobilizes millions to share their faith around the world. And Foursquare Missions Press will be printing some of their literature. Every Home for Christ is a gospel literature ministry. And it says, we will use each other's material. Isn't that just so Foursquare? To use each other's material and connect with each other's relationship overseas. So, I mean, this is exciting, like groundbreaking. This doesn't happen every day, so I wanted to let you know about that. Let's see, we already shared about Papua New Guinea a little bit, and that really talked about it too. And I will be sharing, like I said, more on the Operation Christmas Child. Now I think we have some exciting updates that Pastor Karen is going to come and tell us as well. The hot off the press just came in, just found out about it.
We were at that Great Awakening. It used to be called the Racial Reconciliation Conferences, and we were at the Great Awakening, meaning Paul and I, my husband and I, and I heard Steve Wright, who works with Family Life Communications, Family Life Radio, and you'll see him around in the van often. In fact, I was right behind him to go to the Eagles Wings of Grace open house on Thursday. And then when I was leaving, Pastor Zane from Victory Worship Center walked in. But I heard this, he read this poem, or actually, it was more like a young pastor in Africa wrote this, and it was in his building. And somebody saw that, and it was incredible. I also then looked online, and I saw that it was printed or written, but the words were changed just a little bit, a couple things that were changed, and it was printed by a Foursquare pastor, and he had a prayer ministry, And he was talking about this. So I want to read to you what he said, but I'm going to say it by the way that the Family Life Radio Steve Wright, because I asked for a copy, and he gave it to me. It includes the Holy Spirit on that. So you'll see, I printed out for you so you can see both the way that they had it and the way that I put in a little parentheses, Family Life Communications, so you can see that way. But the way that I saw it also then online. And this is what was written after when this Foursquare pastor put it online. What a heart for the Lord this African pastor has. How his testimony must be honoring his Savior as he makes a clear statement to the world whom he serves. We would do well to seek a like heart in our living lives for Jesus, to call him Lord, Master, Guardian, Friend. Requires commitment on our part. We cannot take continually without giving something back. Remember the Lord and speak forth with joy in his presence, for you have known him, and indeed he knows you. Let us purpose in our heart to fly a banner that is clear and raised high as a witness for our Lord. And then he has a prayer. And then he goes on to say, I was on staff at the Faith Bible Center Church in Medford, Oregon, as associate pastor of prayer and pastoral care for around 10 years. In 1997, I felt the leading of the Lord to publish a monthly newsletter. I enlisted the help of my friends, John and Nikki Newman. It was called The Blessings, the monthly newsletter for the family of Faith Bible Center. It was one of the highlights of my life, as I saw the blessings embraced by our body. New relationships were formed and old relationships grew and flourished. It blessed the church in various ways. The staff also took part in writing and sharing their ministry in the blessings. Therefore, we were of one mind. That's Pathway of Hope. One heart. That's Pathway of Hope. And of one accord. That's Pathway of Hope also. And prayer covered the church like a banner of love. As I've asked you to pray, go ape for Pathway of Hope, you know. Always pray every day. 7 times 7, you know. And I'm asking like 7 minutes a day, 7 times a week, or just, you know, just pray every day whenever you can. Just throw up some prayers for Pathway of Hope. Many stories were shared with me weekly, of which my commitment as a Christian is one of them. I hope you enjoyed reading the above story as much as I did, and from time to time I will be sharing other stories. And then he goes on to talk about, although some of the stories may seem outdated as they were written sometime years ago, ask yourself if they are really, or is the Word of God still impacting the world today and changing lives? That's what Mission Sunday is about. That we are continuing. You know how you keep hearing we're supposed to be disciples. Dare to be a disciple. Go out and be a disciple. That's our mission field. So I just thought this was so cool to see this and to remember. But I want to read to you now out loud, and I have it on. I don't know if you'll be able to see it. Remember, I'll hand out too. This is the one from Family Life Communications Incorporated. My commitment as a Christian. I am a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. The die has been cast. I have stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His, the Lord God. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past is redeemed. My present makes sense. My future is secure. I am finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tamed visions, mundane talking, cheap living, and dwarfed goals. My face is set. My gait is fast. My goal is heaven. My road is narrow. My way rough. My companions few. My guide reliable my mission clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of the adversary, negotiate at the table of the enemy, ponder at the pool of popularity, and meander in the maze of mediocrity. I no longer need preeminence, prosperity, position, promotions, plaudits, or popularity. I don't have to be right, first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience, lift by prayer, and labor by power. I won't give up, shut up, let up until I have stayed up, stored up, prayed up, paid up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus. I must go till He comes, give till I drop, preach till all know, and work till He stops me. And when He comes for His own, He will have no problems recognizing me. My banner will be clear. Amen. So as these are passed out, you can choose purple or yellow. That's what I had at home to choose from. And that way you can see the difference. I also wanted to remind you about what Reverend Lois Bly said, because I thought, how fitting for this being Missions Sunday. And I have these over here if you want to grab. They're in a small little slit of paper for you. The word that Reverend Lois Bly gave us on Sunday, last Sunday, during our service. I referred actually quickly to Isaiah 62, and she felt a pull from the Lord. And she looked at that. Now, this is our banner, remember. This talks about our banner. So I thought, how fitting that this poem even talks about it, and the Foursquare pastor talked about that. This is us, and we need to have our banner clear. Reverend Lois Bly, last Sunday after the service, at the end of the service, which was an awesome special service of eight new beginnings. And Carl, I sent you an email saying thank you, but I just thank you again so much for doing the sound, for taping, and for recording. I listened to part of the message on Sunday, and then I was, you know, using that to also get word for word what Reverend Lois Bly, but I just, it's so beautiful. It sounds so good, at least on my system. It sounds really good. So thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh. And I want to encourage you to re-listen to messages if something pulls to you, or, you know, and you can fast forward, you can, you know, backtrack, you can write something down if you want to. Encourage others to listen to it. There, and we got it all situated again, so they're all up there and all up to date. But we had a little glitch there in the computer, you know, issue there for a while, but we got it all set. But this is what she said. I want to remind you of what the Lord spoke to us through Reverend Lois Bly on Sunday. I sense that the Lord is speaking to this body, not only to you, Pastor Karen and Paul, but it's out of Isaiah 62, and I've kept studying it here during the church service. You know, I put during the church service because we knew what she, you know, okay. And then saying, so in the parentheses is my, you know, for me, saying, Lord, what? What verse? What are you saying? And He said, it's out of Isaiah 62, that the coming year, your year number 8, will be instruction, it will be guidance, it will be encouragement. So as you study Isaiah 62, do it under His heart, in His eyes. And then she pondered, amen. I just want to remind you that I've had these. Are they still out? I've had these, and if I need to print more, I will print more. But I want to encourage you to still pray. Are they over there? Yeah, they're over there on that counter. But I want you to encourage you to pray. Pray and claim and study it. I have this in different versions of what, you know, when I preached on this on Sunday. But remember, this was given to us June 23rd. And then remember, Garris Elkins, a pastor, was given similar, that the name was changed. And this was, he sent it out through the Elijah list a few weeks later. But when you go back, he goes, for a few weeks I've had this. And the Lord said, the name is changed. Well, that was around the same time God gave it to me. And so the Holy Spirit was speaking, and not only to us. We are part of the body of Christ, but no longer, remember, are we. Pathway of Hope is going to be a house of prayer, healings, and salvation center. We are. And this is incredible what it says. This is Pathway of Hope. For Pathway of Hope, remember, is not just about this community in Catalina, but we are going to reach this community and beyond Tucson. We're going to reach Saddlebrook, Florence, San Manuel, Dove Mountain, Oro Valley, Marana area, and beyond, far beyond this county, this state, this country, and around the world. This is what Mission Sunday is all about. It's not just about us, but it's about helping also others and praying for others and being a part of others. And Pathway of Hope has these Mission Sundays to continue to encourage you to not just be self-focused or our own body focused or our own community focused, but also to, that is good, but to go beyond, for we are the body of Christ. And there is awesome power in prayer. If that's what you can give, don't think that that's only what you can give. But there's power. And that power comes. Why? Because the blood of Jesus Christ was shed for each and every one of us to have that awesome privilege. He is the propitiation of our sins. He is our atonement so that we can go to the throne of God and lift up these prayers and move in the spiritual realm by claiming this and proclaiming the word and prayer, supplication, petitioning God, praising him and thanking him that he hears our prayers in our hearts, and he hears our hearts and prayers as we intercede for others. And this is the power of prayer. This blood that was shed for us, this power of the resurrection, his name and our name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. This is not just for us to just sit back and say, cool. No. We need to remember that we have that privilege and that honor, and to continue to use it for his purposes and for his glory. This is why on Sundays we need to remember the Lord's Supper. For Jesus said, every time that you do this in remembrance of me. And this helps us to remember until Christ returns, for he is coming soon. And we need to remember that he's coming soon. We need to remember continuously and claim what he did for each and every one of us. Pastor Janet, would you mind playing that one worship song? Can you just play the music first? Is that okay? Okay. I want to read all of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 17 through 34, and then I want us to partake together. But Paul, could you hand out the elements? I'd appreciate it. And I'm going to read to you 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 17 through 34. Conduct at the Lord's Supper is the... Thank you. Now in giving these instructions, I do not praise you, since you come together not for the better, but for the worse. This is the Apostle Paul talking to the Corinthian church. For first of all, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and in part I believe it. For there must also be factions among you, that those who are approved may be recognized among you. Therefore, when you come together in one place, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper. They were doing it for wrong reasons. For eating For in eating, each one takes his own supper ahead of the others, and one is hungry and another is drunk. They're not thinking about one another. What? Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and shame those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I do not praise you. But then he goes on to remind them what the Lord's Supper is. And starting in verse 23, he says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.' For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. You proclaim that power of what he did for each and every one of us, and for those that are still lost, that we are his disciples to help reach. We are his ambassadors to help reach those who are lost to know that power of what Jesus did for each and every one of us. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together, eat. Wait for one another. But if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment. And the rest I will set in order when I come." He was encouraging them to remember that it was a heart attitude, and it's not just about us, but it's about others. It's about us to be strengthened so we aren't sick and we aren't weakened, so we can be that strong, mighty disciple and Christian for the Lord, to move out in that power and to touch lives with what Jesus did for us. Jesus, we are cleansed by the blood. His body was broken for each one of us, and by his stripes we are healed. And we are going to praise him no matter what until that manifestation of that healing power shows up. But this is what this Mission Sunday is about. For some way, somehow, we had somebody help us to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And that is what we are. So we are going to move in this in a mighty way, thanking him and praising him for what he did for us. So he took, as we have the matzah cracker representing the bread, Jesus took it. And he raised it up, and he thanked the Lord for it. And after giving thanks, he says, "Break this. This represents me, what I've done." He broke it, and he said, "This represents what I've done for you. This represents my body. And when you partake of this, do this in remembrance of what I have done for you." So, Lord, together, as a church family, we are partaking this. Thank you, Jesus, that your body was broken for each one of us, that by your stripes we are healed, that you came to heal each and every disease. We thank you and praise you for the wholeness that we have received through you. Thank you. Jesus took the cup after supper, and he raised it up, thanking the Lord, and with a grateful heart, with a heart that was surrendered to the Lord and his way, his will. And he was saying, "Everybody, when you look at this,
this represents the new covenant. And at that time, they were not thoroughly understanding what was going on. But then they did, after what Jesus did for each and every one, shedding his blood on the cross for each and everyone's sins, whether they receive it or not. He took on everyone's sins. And because of that, for Jesus, when he is our Lord and Savior, we are able to be covered by that blood and live for eternity in heaven. We have a home, and this is our pathway of hope. This is our hope for everything, for it is for all this hope. So, Lord, we thank you and praise you that this that we will be drinking together represents what you did for us, your blood that was shed on the cross for us, the new covenant. Let us partake together. Thank you, Jesus. Appreciate it. If you need any prayer, I want us to take this time to have some awesome prayer warriors join in lifting this up together. For there's power, there is power, there is power in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
You and me.
So I'd appreciate it if you just, however you like to receive this benediction prayer over you. I want you to receive it because I'm praying this and declaring it, proclaiming it over each and every one of your lives for this week. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of your precious holy word, for it is Jesus. And we are claiming this now for each one and each one that will be listening to this message. Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26, the Amplified. May you, Lord God, bless each and every one. May you watch over each one. May you, Lord God, guard each one. May you, Lord, keep each one. May the Lord make his face to shine upon and enlighten each one and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor unto each one of you. And may the Lord lift up his approving countenance upon each one of you and give you peace. For what is awesome for us to be able to remember and rest on is that the peace that the Lord gives is not like this world, but the peace that comes through Jesus Christ being our Lord and our Savior. This peace will guard our hearts and our minds in him. So we thank you and praise you, Lord. We thank you. May you continue to be glorified the rest of today and each and every day till we meet again. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.